And if you're worried about being audited by the IRS, you can probably rest a little easier. According to data being released today, IRS personal tax audits have dropped to their lowest level since 2002. That has a lot to do with the big budget cuts the agency has faced in recent years. Since 2010, the IRS has cut about a third of its employees who enforce tax law. Charisse Jones of USA Today joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Charisse.
Hello.
And what percentage of taxpayers are getting audited right now, and how does it compare to past years?
So about 0.62% of taxpayers were audited last year. And, that's, the lowest since 2002. And it's about 1 in 160 Americans as compared to 1 in 90 in 2010, which was a high point for the decade. And the really rich really did well. If you were making more than $1 million, about 4% of those income earners were audited last year, which was the lowest since 2004. But pretty much across the board, people didn't have to worry as much about the government saying, I've got to take a closer look at your taxes.
What do fewer audits mean for revenue? Does the IRS make a lot of money finding taxes that people didn't pay during these audits?
You know, it's significant because the revenue that comes from individual taxpayers makes up the lion's share of the receipts that are taken in by the federal government, about 48%, which is up from 45% a couple of years ago. So it's really the money that keeps the government moving, that makes the wheels turn. And when you have less revenue coming in, that can be a real problem.
Now, President Trump has called for more cuts to the IRS. And in 2017, funding for the IRS was down 8% from a high in 2010. Why have they been cutting it back so much?
You know, the GOP was really at war with President Obama. And during his term, they slashed the IRS repeatedly, especially in 2013 when they found out from a report that the IRS was being a little bit harder on conservative groups that were seeking a tax-exempt status. And so, you know, their applications were being delayed. They weren't getting approved as often. So the GOP just kept cutting. They also said that the agency was wasteful, the service wasn't very good, that there were cybersecurity issues. But now the GOP is in power. There's a Republican president, and they've passed this huge tax bill, which is their signature piece of legislation. So they're feeling a little bit more generous.
Yeah, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has called for more funding for the IRS so that they can deal with the new tax law. And, is that going to help deal with audits? Is that going to be a big priority, or is this just going to be for the tax law?
It's really for the tax law. I mean, they didn't get as much money as they wanted. It's about $320 million. And they have to – there's a stipulation that they've got to put in a budget. They've got to say how they're going to spend that money specifically for the tax law. So the idea that it might be, siphoned off for auditing is unlikely. So I guess people that get hired to do this might eventually do that. But right now it's really focused on the tax legislation.
Have you done your taxes yet, Charisse?
I did. My dad always helps me, so I'm really good about that.
That's Charisse Jones of USA Today. Charisse, thanks as always.
Thank you.